Well, praise the Lord. I'm Bishop Eric Lambert of the Bethel Deliverance International Church. I want to invite you to our Holy Convocation 2015. This year, our theme is Power to Be Effective Witnesses. And so as our fellowship gathers, we're going to look at the Word of God and teach the people how to become more effective in their witnessing for Christ. How do we reach the lost so Christ can be glorified? This year, our special guest preachers will be Bishop David Evans of Bethany Baptist Church of Lindenwald, New Jersey. Our dear friend Bishop Evans comes to bring us a relevant word of God, and we're looking forward to the time we spend with him.
If I believe day and night, if I believe hot and cold, if I believe summer and winter, why do I struggle in my faith with seed time and harvest?
On Thursday night, Pastor Arlington Medley will be with us. And this man of God brings a word that both encourages us and causes us to seek God more.
God has come in my life in a certain way that's now everything to me.
And on Friday night, yours truly, Bishop Eric Lambert, will be bringing the word of God. And I'll be focusing on how to be an effective witness in these last days.
You gotta learn how to review simple things so that when big stuff comes, your faith is already taken care of.
During the week, we're going to have seminars and sessions during the daytime so that you, the people of God, can come together, hear the word of God, and receive food to grow up. This is an exciting time, and we want you to share in our holy convocation. Now, those dates are August the 12th through the 14th. And this year, by the grace of God, we'll be meeting at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Pastors, congregations, friends of this ministry, those who watch our broadcast, we invite you to come and share with us. I'll be seeing you at Holy Convocation 2015.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The word speech. I knew that when I began this series on the language of faith, I knew that my greatest struggle would be to get my people to speak spiritually. I decided that in the context of my study, I needed to get you to understand first how important words are, that they shape future. In my wedding ceremony, I tell the young man and the young woman to be careful what they say to one another in their relationship, because people have a way of living up to or down to your verbal expressions. For some reason, and we have not yet, as theologians, we have not yet begun to understand the totality of this mindset, but for some reason, God has given speech as the link between his world, the kingdom, and our world, the earth. It seems that Satan's greatest impact is on your speech, and we are plagued by negative speech. We draw conclusions before we have received all of the facts. We act on impulse rather than on God. We speak based upon what we hear in the natural, what we see in the natural, more than what we hear and see in the spirit. The greatest deficit for any leader of God is to be surrounded by negative speaking people who can't see what God is doing. We miss the blessing of our inheritance. You see, the reason that we cannot fathom or even imagine the inheritance of God is because 90% of us have never had an inheritance in the natural. Most of us, when our parents die, they die leaving us bills. And we look for ways not to have to pay it. When they call, they dead. I ain't responsible. That's the only time my junior means anything, when senior left something. And they'll call me up, are you Eric Lamb? I'm junior. Oh, okay. And so that's why we approach the inheritance of God with such disdain. Because we've never had an inheritance. The Bible says that parents leave an inheritance for their children. We should leave something. I used to say it was a good name, and that was my initial Hebrew understanding. And later, as I began to dig more and more into that text, I saw that it was both a good name and money. And unfortunately, in our culture, most of us don't leave either. Somebody runs up to you, you say, I'm so-and-so's child. Oh, you are. You just like him. How many kids you got? And because of our inability to understand inheritance, we become woefully incapable of carrying out faith promises. It's not simply because we don't believe it. It's because we don't know how to receive it. There is something between our mind and God's spirit that keeps us from walking in the actual inheritance. What could that be? In Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, Jesus answers a question that they gave to him in the preceding passages. And in verse 22, he says, have faith in God. Four simple words speak volumes to our spiritual ability. Do not stand before you in arrogance and suggest that you do not have faith in God. But I do believe that many of us are incapable as to how to express said faith in God. What does it mean to have faith in God? Well, again, when we look at our cultural handcuffs, we are made to believe that faith in God means to believe God for something that we cannot afford. And so the saint will begin to brag about moving into an area that they can't pay the mortgage for or the rent for. And so we are now left to praise God with that person. Child, I believed God and God put me into that house, but my finances can't support it. So we say, that was faith. And God is sitting in heaven saying, that's foolishness. And then we come in with the human, the secular, humanistic rationale. Well, if God didn't want me to have it, he would not have given it to me. There isn't no indication that God gave it to you. You went after it. And there are things that we get on our own. I told you about that time I was going to Disney World. I needed a pastor break, and I said, I'll just go for 3 days. It's always very refreshing. And I was on the plane, and as the plane began to settle off at 30,000 feet, I heard God say to me that I tell you, you could go. I thought to myself, you picked a fine time to say this to me now. It's not like there's anything I can do at 35,000 feet. But here was my answer. I said, I didn't think you mind. You know what he said? He said, I don't, but next time, ask. I said, why? It's Disney World. He said, the plane could crash. And then people would say, oh, it must not have been the will of God for him to be on that plane. He said, but if you'd ask, I'd keep you out of danger. Well, after that, I ask all the time now. And so Jesus says, have faith in God. And now Jesus says, okay, you have faith. I'll show you if you have faith. I'll get you to understand whether or not your faith is in God or in you. You see, when you go out, and the Lord was preaching this to me the other day. He just likes to harass my thought processes. And he's preaching this to me. He said these words. He said, my people have faith, and they believe the world more than me. I said, all right, Lord, you know me. Come on, talk to me. Show me what you mean. He said, they go out and they get hired on a job and they work for somebody for 2 to 3 weeks without any pay and work as though they're sure they're getting it. But when it comes to giving, he said, they won't give it to me because they don't believe I can give it back. But they'll go to a center company and believe that they're going to pay them in 2 weeks, you're going to give them 80 hours or more believing what that human resource person told you, but you can't believe God saying, if you give, I'll give back to you, pressed down, shaken together. You go into the book of Acts and you study the history of that great century of the church. Eventually, one will turn to Fox's Book of Martyrs. In that particular literary work, you find horrific, horrific stories about Christians who were burned at the stake, thrown to lions, impaled on poles and set aflame to serve as torches for Nero's court. But you will find, in contrast, that when the Christians were put through such painful ordeals, they sang praises to God. So when the devil saw that this wasn't working, he stopped it. We use phrases that are contrary to the word of God, and we act on those phrases before we even say them, and many times they become actions because they're in our mind. Remember, the bridge between both worlds are words. And Jesus says here, the discourse that I give you is going to be formed in the next phrase, that whosoever shall say, speak to the mountain, tell it to move and be cast into the sea. And then he throws the qualifier, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things that he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever. Now, Jesus is so merciful and kind. He understands our struggle. He knows that we're going to have a problem conceptualizing and authenticating speech. And so he uses the perfect tense of the verb lego. He says here that he shall have whatsoever he saith. And there's a TH there. And the law of interpretation of the New Testament says that whenever a verb has a TH, it means a continuous action. Yeah. One isn't saved because they believe in Jesus one time, that whosoever believeth on him has everlasting life. Because the devil believes, but he doesn't believeth. And so Jesus says, you don't just say one time, I'm healed. You keep saying it because you believe it. The phrase must be very definitive. The Christian does not say, I'm going to be healed. The Christian says, I am healed.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07215A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.